A few months ago about the YMCA's Open Arms campaign, and I wanted to give you an update on how that has gone. Thanks to some very generous local organizations joining us right now from the Y, second day in a row. Becoming a regular, Liz Sawiski. Liz, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me second day in a row.
But today we want to talk about the Open Arms campaign. It really went well, didn't it?
Yes, it's come a long way. We kicked off in the beginning of April, and we are at 80% of our goal.
That's fantastic.
Yes. So the community, the board, volunteers, staff, really have rallied around the Y, and we're so fortunate to have so many people come out and support us. But we're really working hard to reach goal and really take it over the top. And we're so fortunate to have two community leaders come and help support us in doing that.
And that is in the form of North Star Bank and My Mutual Mortgage. Good morning, folks. How are you?
We're great.
The folks we're talking to are Christine McNabb from North Star Bank. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
And Mike Cansfield from Michigan Mutual. Good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. Mike, I'll start with you. Why the why?
Well, Paul, the Y has been a part of the fabric of our company. The owners of the company have been involved with the Y for 20 years, and we're really excited because our employees really have embraced what the Y is all about for our community. And so it's really nice to see it kind of spread down, and I don't think we'll ever stop giving to the Y.
Christine, how about you?
We had a meeting with Mark Walker and Denise Brooks, and they came down and told us about the Y and how passionate they were about it, and it really made us interested in investing in the community with them and helping them get to their goal.
That passion can be contagious, can't
Very
it?
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of passion for the Y. And throughout the whole community, I think this community really embraces their YMCA, don't they?
I think they really do. It's, you know, when you look around this town, and, you know, I always love quotes that people have, and I always like to look at it that what would we be without the Y?
Mm-hmm.
And because it really does touch so many people, over 25,000 people utilize that facility. And it's really not just Port Huron, it's really the region. You know, we reach way up into, you know, Lexington to Lapeer, down to Marine City. It's just such a great organization to get people to collaborate, come together, and kind of bond and see what the world's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Liz, what's going to take to get over the hump, get this last 20%?
Yes. So we're very excited. North Star and Michigan Mutual have come together and really issued a challenge that they've invested $10,000 as a matching gift, and we'll be matching every dollar for dollar now and through the end of June, and really hoping that will help engage our community and to really get over the top and reach that $150,000 goal.
How do people make a contribution to the Y?
Oh my gosh. They can stop into the Y first and foremost. We'd love to see some new smiling faces and really anybody that would like to see our facility, meet our staff and make a donation. That's probably the easiest way, but please jump on our website at bluewateryMCA.com. Very easy to make a donation online, and 100% of that donation goes back to the Y. And we'd also like to say that 100% of the dollars raised stay right here in the community, right here locally, to really help make an impact here through our programs, our financial aid, financial assistance program, a lot of youth programming, our Safety Around the Water program. So it's making a huge, huge difference, and we really appreciate everybody's support. So website, stopping in, they can call, whatever way is easiest for them.
All right, fantastic. It's a gem, that beautiful new facility, and it still is new. I mean, I know it's not a year old or 2 years old, but it's still new, and it's just beautiful to see, isn't it?
It really is, and really it's more than the facility. It's really what goes on inside. Mm-hmm. So Liz makes a good point. You know, if you just walk into that Y, it just makes you want to be a part of it.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for stepping up. Appreciate you coming in this morning. Liz, good luck with that last 20%.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for coming in. 17 past 8 o'clock here on WPHM.